Watchdog memo: irregularities found in DOJ investigation of FBI spy chief of China, Biden associate Patrick Ho. By Emma Jo Morris on September 13, 2023. The Department of Justice, DOJ, investigation and prosecution of SFC China energy company boss and Biden family associate Patrick Ho displayed irregularities, including concealing known connections between the Chinese Communist Party-linked entity and the Bidens, and communication between Hunter Biden and the FBI agents involved in Ho's case, according to a memo by the Heritage Foundation Oversight Project. Ho, infamously referred to as the fucking spy chief of China by Hunter Biden, was arrested in November 2017 and convicted in December 2018. In the Southern District of New York and sentenced to 3 years in prison for violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and money laundering. Ho's first phone call upon his arrest was to Hunter Biden, who was allegedly providing legal services to him at the time. Now, a memo by the Heritage Foundation obtained exclusively by Breitbart News alleges that since Ho's conviction, significant evidence has emerged identifying concerning irregularities with the DOJ investigation and prosecution, including that DOJ was aware of connections between the Biden family and SFC at least as early as 2017 and that they acted to conceal this information from the public, as well as contacts between Hunter Biden and FBI agents related to Ho's arrest, and a leak of investigatory information in the Ho case. The memo cites the fact that Ho was under FISA surveillance during a period where he was in regular communication with SFC and the Biden family, which would indicate the FBI and DOJ had knowledge of their business arrangements in at least 2017, and probably in 2016. The memo also cites evidence that the DOJ redacted mentions of the Biden family, specifically, Hunter Biden, in the evidence presented at Ho's 2018 trial. For instance, Assistant U.S. Attorney Daniel Rickenthal requested redactions of an email presented in the case for the purpose of avoiding a political dimension, which was eventually revealed on Hunter Biden's laptop from Hill. Another point made in the Heritage memo is how Hunter Biden was afforded attorney-client privilege as Ho's legal representation, despite being a direct witness in the case. Hunter was also asked on the day of Ho's arrest by another of Ho's attorneys to find the names, SIC, FBI agents you spoke with, that would be helpful. Mike Howell, director for the Oversight Project at the Heritage Foundation, told Breitbart this pattern of facts represents another story of the rigged system of justice in America, adding that these actions seek to bury this major national security threat. As the White House and its media puppets continue to gaslight the American people by saying that there is no evidence of corruption in the Biden family, we are releasing this memo to add to that rapidly growing body of evidence, Howell said in a statement to Breitbart. Hunter Biden, who might honestly describe his father as a business product and fee collector, was working with multiple individuals connected to Chinese intelligence. And guess what? This memo tells another story of a rigged system of justice in America that is seeking to bury this major national security threat. The memo includes documentation of every claim it makes, and provides a list of questions for Congress to seek answers to in its impeachment inquiry. Among them are requests for information of the intelligence community's knowledge of SFC and its links to the CCP and to the Biden family, requests for information on the FBI and DOJ surveillance of communications between Biden family members and SFC, and how references to the Biden family affected the course of the investigation into Ho, requests for information on alleged leaks in the Ho case, and which FBI agents were contacted by Hunter Biden upon Ho's arrest. To maintain its credibility, the DOJ must be apolitical and transparent in its investigation and prosecutions, the memo concludes. In the case of the investigation and trial of Patrick Ho, the above evidence demonstrates both political motivation and a suspicious fact pattern that leaves the American people with more questions than answers. It is now up to Congress to use its oversight authorities to bring transparency in this important case, it continues. Responsive and energetic oversight, starting with the questions outlined above, will require courage and work from Congress but will ultimately benefit the DOJ, America's national security, and the American people. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at hmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.